USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is busy preparing for the State of the Union address tonight. It comes just one day before an expected acquittal in his Senate impeachment trial. Republican Senator from Texas, Ted Cruz, tells Fox News what he'd like to hear from the president.
Lay out your vision. This is what we've accomplished together, and this is what we can keep accomplishing. That's what I hope we see tonight. And I'll tell you, I think just about every Republican senator, that's what we hope we see.
I know.
The firm that developed the app blamed for the chaos during the Iowa caucuses is issuing an apology. Shadow Inc., the app's developer, says in a tweet that they sincerely regret the delay in the reporting of the results of last night's Iowa caucuses and the uncertainty it has caused the candidates, their campaigns, and Democratic caucus goers. The Democratic candidates have moved on to New Hampshire, and the Iowa caucuses results are set to be released any minute. This is USA Radio News.
Hi everyone, Wayne Alarouche. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
The number of border apprehensions has dropped for the eighth straight month. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more from Washington.
It follows crackdowns by the Trump administration, including forcing asylum seekers back over the U.S.-Mexico border to wait out their claims. A Homeland Security official told the Associated Press on condition of anonymity the total number of encounters with border officials in the month of January was about 36,000. That was a 10% decline from December. It includes apprehensions of people crossing illegally and migrants who were declared inadmissible by border officers at a port of entry. The official said the number of encounters with border officials over 4 months was around 165,000, when a year earlier during the same period, it was about 242,000.
Harvey Weinstein's rape trial is continuing as one of his accusers, Jessica Mann, is facing questions from Weinstein's attorneys. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
An extremely uncomfortable interview between former Vice President Joe Biden and NBC Today co-host Savannah Guthrie. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky.
It's a political interview making lots of news. Former Vice President Democrat Joe Biden snapping at NBC's Savannah Guthrie as she asks him about his son Hunter's dealings with Ukraine.
No one's found anything wrong with his dealings with Ukraine except they say it sets a bad image.
Well, do you agree that it sets a bad image?
And my son said that.
Do you think it was wrong for him to take that position?
No.
Knowing that it was really because company wanted access. To you.
And the exchange on NBC News gets more uncomfortable.
Well, that's not true. You're saying things you do not know what you're talking about. No one said that. Who said that?
Don't you think that it's just one of those things where people think, well, that seems kind of sleazy. Why would he have that job if not for who his father was?
Because he's a very bright guy.
In other political news, Senate Majority Leader from Kentucky, Republican Mitch McConnell, says Democrats have been trying to remove President Trump since even before his first term began.
Washington Democrats think President Donald Trump committed a high crime or misdemeanor the moment he defeated Hillary Clinton in the 2016 election.
Speaking on the Senate floor, McConnell also says he plans to vote to acquit President Trump when the impeachment trial resumes on Wednesday. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.